Okay, welcome to the deep dive. Today we're getting into a topic that, well, it sounds pretty standard at first glance. The importance of accurate pricing in competitive Midwest markets.
Right.
But it's that last part, competitive Midwest markets, that really catches the eye, doesn't it?
It really does.
It suggests something specific is going on there, not just pricing anywhere, but there. So, yeah, let's unpack this a bit.
Well, what's fascinating, I think, is just how much that title packs in. It immediately signals, a really critical business challenge. It tells you straight away, this is an environment where being precise, really accurate with your pricing isn't just like a nice goal. It's
That's ne
fundamental.
a necessity.
Exactly. That combination, accurate pricing and Midwest markets, it screams, hey, there are unique dynamics here. You need a really deep understanding.
Yeah, precisely. And it's a great jumping off point to ask why. Why that specific phraseology? Our sources suggest Midwest here is more than just geography, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's code for a whole set of market forces.
So what are we talking about? What makes pricing there so distinct?
The research points to a couple of big things. First, you often see a higher degree of price sensitivity from consumers. The data suggests, household incomes might be stable, but people are really tuned into value. They compare prices carefully, especially for everyday stuff.
Right, makes sense.
And second, there's the presence of, legacy industries. Think agriculture, manufacturing, automotive,
Right.
big sectors.
Established players.
Exactly. And that sometimes means more established, maybe more rigid supply chains, cost structures. That affects how flexible you can be with pricing.
That's interesting. So it's not just competitive in a generic way. It's shaped by the region's economy, its history, and how people shop there. Do the sources give like concrete examples of that playing out?
They do, yeah. They mention how in many Midwest cities, maybe not the huge metros, but secondary markets, customer loyalty can be really strongly linked to perceived value and consistent pricing. It's maybe not like some coastal cities where, novelty or big brand name lets you charge a premium. Here, if you suddenly hike the price on milk or bread, people might just switch stores quickly. There was one study cited, actually a regional grocery chain. They saw a 7% drop in repeat customers after just a small, like 2% price increase on some dairy
Oh,
items.
wow. Just 2%.
Yeah, because their competitors didn't move on price. It just shows you how sensitive things are.
That is incredibly telling. It really underscores why accuracy isn't just a buzzword here, it's core strategy.
Definitely.
But what does accurate pricing really mean then, if it's not just about being the absolute lowest?
Yeah, good question. It's definitely not just about being the cheapest. The sources define accurate more like finding the sweet spot, the optimal price.
Optimal.
Optimal in the sense that it maximizes your market share, gets you customers, but also keeps your profit margins healthy. It's a balancing act. And it's complex. You're juggling perceived value, your actual costs, what competitors are doing, local demand shifts. It's a lot.
Sounds like it.
And that's why the sources really emphasize using things like predictive analytics, using real-time market data to try and find that balance.
So it's not set it and forget it pricing. It's dynamic, needs constant tweaking.
Constant is the word, a living strategy.
So what tools or methods are helping businesses actually do this to get that accuracy in these specific markets?
Well, many are moving past the old cost-plus model that's clear from the research. They're using dynamic pricing, sometimes varying prices based on zip code or even patterns in a single store.
Really granular.
And they're investing heavily in competitive intelligence tools that track competitor prices almost instantly so they can react fast. The amount of data they're crunching is, it's pretty staggering. Inventory, local weather, competitor flyers, you name it.
It really does sound like a constant dance. It requires incredible agility. You mentioned challenges earlier. Did the sources pinpoint common mistakes, pitfalls companies fall into?
Oh, for sure. One common one is underestimating how interconnected communities can be, especially in smaller towns. Word of mouth is powerful.
Bad pricing news travels fast.
Exactly. It can really hurt your reputation. Another mistake is not factoring in specific regional advantages, like supply chain efficiencies.
How so?
Well, say you're a food producer near major farms. Your transport costs might be lower. If you factor that in properly, you can price more competitively.
But a national pricing strategy might miss that.
Precisely. That one-size-fits-all approach. It can mean missing opportunities, or worse, pricing yourself right out of a local market without realizing why.
That really drives it home. Midwest Markets isn't just a label, it's a whole set of unique variables that change what accurate pricing even means.
It totally redefines it in that context.
So, wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway here for businesses in the region, or even just for us trying to understand market dynamics?
Well, I think it really forces you to ask, what does accurate truly mean when the environment is so dynamic? And why single out the Midwest? It shows accuracy isn't some fixed number. It's about a smart, flexible response to a specific demanding market.
It's a challenging market.
Definitely. That mix of price sensitivity, the established industries, the local consumer habits, successfully pricing there is like a masterclass in strategy.
And maybe that leaves a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. How do those unique traits, the competitive nature, the specific Midwest factors, shape what accurate pricing looks like day to day?
Yeah.
And think about the constant challenge businesses face trying to achieve it. How things like data, local knowledge, and just being able to adapt quickly aren't optional anymore. They're survival tools.
It's truly a foundational concept if you want to be well-informed about business strategy, particularly how regional differences can fundamentally change the game.